It is night two of American Ninja Warrior, and joining us right now is one of the co-hosts of the show, Akbar Baja Biamila. And Akbar, thank you for your time.
You know, thank you guys for having me. I'm super excited. Another night of Ninja Warrior, another week.
This show continues to be exciting, even amidst the very unique confines of this COVID-19 period. Talk about what this has been like for you to experience this in St. Louis.
Well, it was pretty good. This is our second time ever filming in St. Louis, so it's great to be back, the gateway to the West. But, you know, when you think about, you know, being able to pull this off, it was a little scary because a lot of us didn't know if American Ninja Warrior is coming back. There's a lot of uncertainty, obviously, because of the global pandemic. But kudos to NBC and A. Smith Production for really being able to create this ninja bubble that was they had these protocols, safety protocols in place to be able to secure that we were going to be able to film this. We had to film it indoors. We filmed it at Dome of America, where the St. Louis Rams used to play when they were the greatest show on turf, winning all the Super Bowls and whatnot. But this time around, we were the greatest show on truss, and in the 80,000 seat stadium, no fans were allowed in, and we thought things would change. But you know, I just love the way the ninjas were able to step up during these times, and to even be able to bring the energy with no fans. And this is the first show to be shot and aired during the pandemic for NBC, so this is great. And I think we have fresh new content as well. I'm a father of four kids, and I tell you, they've gone through everything. And now that we've got the Peacock TV app, there's new content, and American Ninja Warrior is a part of that.
It's such a unique show, and what they've been able to accomplish in this bubble, and getting these contestants there and having them perform in this very unique way. I mean, it's exciting to watch. Week one was like unlike anything we've seen from American Ninja Warrior.
It really was, and I thought that was really great, and it was such a great sandwich of a story. In the beginning, we had Paulina Vila, who is, you know, 4'11", and she's a frontline worker. And she's been, I mean, really in the front of all of this COVID-19 as a first responder. And I tell you, just for her to take a break, as it was so strenuous on her and her family, being away from the kids, having to self-quarantine, but to be able to step out on the course to compete. And then, although she made it to the second or third obstacle, to me, I thought it was bigger than that. The story was bigger than that, because she's been overcoming, you know, and helping to overcome one of, you know, the biggest obstacles in the world, which is COVID-19. And for her to step out there, despite her height, despite the lack of training, to show that she could, I thought inspired so many people. And then to end the show with her husband, who's 6'6", and you talk about the, you know, the polarity in that, and for him to come out and just have an amazing time, 6'6", you know, 200 pounds, and, you know, most people wouldn't think that ninjas could be that tall and be that big, and to go out there and run the fastest time and just to be able to show that he was truly, you know, an elite ninja, I thought was so great. I mean, there are so many stories in between that we saw that I think inspired so many people, and so I think people have this appetite now for the second episode. I'm telling you, when I say it's a special season, we have brand new obstacles. They're bigger, they're harder. I think the design team had a little bit more time during the pandemic to design some more difficult courses or difficult obstacles that we've never seen before.
Yeah, of course, you talk about storytelling, and that's part of what you and Matt have to do episode by episode. And you do such an amazing job of helping to tell these people's story. How inspiring is that for you and for Matt to be able to be the ones to tell that story and communicate that excitement in these stories as they're running these obstacles?
Well, I think it is. To me, as a former athlete, having played in the NFL, but look, I wasn't a big-time NFL guy. And so, but I still had a story, and many of the broadcasters may not tell the story. And so I think it inspires me to tell the story of the others. And I try to do my due diligence as far as understanding where these athletes have come from, whether they're considered a big ninja, medium ninja, small ninja. I want to be able to tell that story. I'm genuinely invested into their story, because we all have a unique story that has brought us to where we are today. And what brings them there to the show, for them to get there on the platform, whether it's them being a mother of three or four kids, whether it's them being 4'11", whether they're an amputee, whether they beat cancer, whatever it might be, they're out there overcoming the obstacles within the obstacles.
Is it hard for you and Matt not to get emotional when you see that type of story unfold? Because you guys do an amazing job of keeping it together.
Oh, no, no, no. I lose it. I lose it in excitement. I've lost it in tears. I'm there. And what I love about this is it's different from the traditional sports calling where, you know, you can't, you know, you have to, you know, kind of just play it even and play it in the middle. We're just who we are. We just let it go. We just let it rip. We have fun. We talk about the athletes from the perspective that we're seeing it. And really knowing their story, I think, really helps to be able to color in a lot of the things that the viewers at home may not know. And I think that's what the viewers really are drawn into. You get to really understand that these athletes are more like you and I than they are a LeBron James or, you know, a big-time athlete. You know, they have these stories that you can relate to. And a part of it is just the relatability. And I think people see themselves in these ninjas. And when you see them competing, you see them doing these crazy things, you go, wow, like, I can do this. Here's a fun story and a great little story. And I'll just tell you how deep it goes as far as inspiration. I remember talking to Aaron Rodgers, quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, and he goes, you know, I think I could do that. You know, and when you think about a high-level athlete like an Aaron Rodgers, for him to say that, it's like it speaks to how competitive he is. But also, too, it really challenges you in that way where you go, can I do that? I think I can. I think I'm going to try it. Of course, I had to talk him off of it and say, yo, Aaron, man, you're making way too much money to get hurt on the Ninja Warrior obstacle course. Try it once you retire.
Oh, wow. Yeah, the obstacles are incredible. And, of course, with the challenges of COVID-19 and having to come up with new ways to present these obstacles, I mean, for you, what have you seen that's really blown your mind in terms of what people can look forward to?
Well, this year, the corkscrew. I think the designers of the Ninja Warrior course, I think they really had a lot of extra time during COVID-19. You know, you come up with some crazy stuff during these downtimes, and I thought what they designed was probably the hardest obstacle course. And I think when you walk out just in the beginning, you see some of the new obstacles that they designed, you go, whoa, can any of these ninjas do it? Especially some of these ninjas didn't have access to gyms because everything was shut down. Gyms were shut down, and they couldn't leave their house. It was the stay-at-home order, and so they had to try to train the best they could within their home or just didn't train at all because they didn't think there were going to be a season. So you see a lot of those different things play out, and you see some of these ninjas who come out, and despite the lack of training, they still stepped up to the plate in a big way.
Akbar Bajabiamila, thank you so much for your time. We're looking forward to night 2 tonight on NBC. Thank you so much.
Thank you.